Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
225 here on WWL. Joining us on the line right now, very excited about this one, Nathan Haydel plays Philip Hamilton and John Lawrence in Hamilton, which opens tonight at the Singer. Nathan, thanks for making time today. Excited to speak to you, man. How's it going?
Hey, I'm excited too. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I know it's opening night and you probably have other things to do besides talking to me, so I truly do appreciate it. I guess just kind of off the top of the dome, you guys got 16 performances. When did you get here and when did you start rehearsing in the space?
To New Orleans?
Yes.
You're asking?
Uh-huh.
Well, we got here we got here yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I believe. We really just have a sound check before the first show and then we go into it.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, yeah. you're performing in all these different venues, you know, all over the country, but
yeah.
Really the stage is the same, right? I mean, it's just a big stage and there's an audience and there's a curtain and you just do your thing, right?
Yeah, there's, at the end of the day, that is the same everywhere, but there are a lot of differences that happen, like, in each theater. I know, and it's always, like, a fun ride, like, when we get in there, what's the acoustics like and, like, what's the lighting like, or like how close is the audience, how far away are they, and those are always like fun little finds we get accustomed to during like the first show or like as we're going.
Yeah. Now I know that you are. Let's see if I can get this right. The great grandson of Dookie Chase, is that right? Dookie and Leah.
Yes. Leah. So yeah, Leah is my great grandmother, and Edgar is my great grandfather.
So you must have spent time here, as a young person. I know you spent most of your growing up time in Atlanta, but this is not your first visit to New Orleans.
No, I would come to New Orleans quite often. A majority of my family is from here. And so for any chance we get to go to New Orleans or to like see them, I would come here for like camps in the summers and stay like months in and months out. So This is like home.
Did they ever make you wait tables at Dookie Chase?
I never got to wait tables, but I was back there busting the tables, cleaning, drying silvers, and drying dishes. And I did my time. I think we all had to step in at one point.
What's your favorite thing to eat when you're back here?
Oh, I love. Let's see. It's hard to choose, but I love out of the restaurant. My favorite thing at the restaurant is the stuffed shrimp, and great. I get the stuffed shrimp with the I get the crab cakes.
Yeah.
On the fried green tomatoes, those are like that's my go-to. But also, yeah.
Well, I gotta go make a visit there. All right, talking about the show. So you play both John Lawrence and Philip Hamilton. Just tell us briefly, just kind of what's the elevator pitch on who those men are. Neither John Lawrence nor Philip Hamilton might be sort of an immediately recognizable name to people listening. Fill us in. Who are those people?
John Lawrence is one of Hamilton's best friends and also a close person to George Washington. He was a avid slavery abolitionist who was fighting to end slavery and to enlist enslaved people in the army to then gain their freedom through the war. Philip Hamilton is the son of Alexander Hamilton, one of the sons of Alexander Hamilton. He had, I believe, 8 children, and Philip was his firstborn son. Yes.
Great. I'm curious. This is probably not the most intellectual question I could have thought to ask, but which one do you prefer? Is there a favorite? I know the songs are very different and the sort of level of participation is different, but, you know, if you had to pick one.
That's a good question. It's really hard to choose. I think Night to Night, it gives me something different to work on. I think it's John is definitely a more physical character. Mm-hmm. And so there's nights where, like, my body is really ready for that and ready to give for that. And there's nights where Philip is like it's a slower role and I get to think more about what scenes that I'm doing are, like, and what they're giving and what needs to be there to, how deep does the intention need to be there to make those little moments. And the time that I do have on stage is Philip matter even more and be give more to the structure of the show and to everyone else's parts.
That's so cool. How long have you been on tour for?
This is, I think, seventh month. Yeah.
Wow.
We started in August.
Yeah.
August of last year.
So how long will the tour end up being from beginning to end?
It's supposed to keep going. Everyone's contracted for like about a year, but it's supposed to keep going as long as they can travel around.
Yeah, no doubt. And, I see you're in the Angelica company. And that's for people who don't know, you know, there's multiple different touring companies who are in different parts of the planet at different times. How many of these different companies are there?
There's, I think there's one more in the United States. It's the Philip Tour, I think. Mm-hmm. And there's the London company. I'm pretty sure there's the Germany company. And then there's another international one. I think that's it.
Have you done any of the international tours?
No, I have not. I have seen some footage. They're all killer, but I have not.
Yeah, I would be curious to see, like, does it hit different in Germany or the UK or Italy or France, where they sort of don't have the same visceral connection to the characters and the story as we do?
True. I would imagine it would. I know there's certain changes in the script for, like, certain lines.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not aware of what the specific ones are, but I remember in the rehearsal process, looking at the score and the book, I noticed there were, like, certain lines where it was like, for Germany companies, or say, or for the London company, say this. So that is,
I would be super curious to know what lines are like. Oh, you can't say that in France. They're not going to.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go for that. So Hamilton is a show that's all about the founding of America, but it is, of course, full of modern day themes that are really relevant to modern audiences. What feels most relevant to you performing this show in 2025?
I would say what's most relevant to today.
Or, you know, if it helps, you know, just a part of the show or a sort of a through line or a theme that you think, oh, yeah, this is still, this feels right to be doing this today in a way that maybe it didn't, you know, 10 years ago when Hamilton first hit Broadway in 2015. You know, what's the parts, what's the connective tissue between the performance that you're giving and your colleagues are giving and what's happening in the country and the world today?
That's a very beautiful question, and I think there's so much that you could say about that, so much. I think that's what's great about Hamilton is that it was relevant then, and it's equally, if not more, relevant now, which is, I think, one of the reasons as to why it's doing so well right now or still doing so well. Mm-hmm. I could think the first thing that comes to mind for me is right after the election, and there was like all the energy was really crazy, and we had to go in there and do a show, or do two shows actually the day after. And I think the song that spoke the most, or that was that really made me tear up, was the Story of Tonight.
Yeah,
I think we're in there and we're singing "Raise a Glass to Freedom." Something they can never take away.
For folks who aren't familiar with this is in the first act when the four revolutionaries kind of at the core of the story there, Alexander Hamilton, Hercules Mulligan, John Laurens, and the Marquis de Lafayette. You know, they're having a couple cold ones around the table as they're saying, okay, we're really getting ready to do this. We really are going to, you know, spark the revolution and get to war with Britain in order to improve our own lot in life, in order to pursue happiness. And yeah, I can see how that would be touching in a modern setting.
Yeah, that one, I speaking on like myself, but for John Lawrence, the last song that he sings in the first act is "Tomorrow There'll Be More of Us," and it's kind of his like final song or tidbit, and I that just brings to mind like the amount of people that we lose and that we've lost recently and that will die or that will leave us with a dream or with a vision of truth and of what they believe and what they're fighting. And how there's a lot of people that go through that never see the fruition of their goals or their dreams. And I think that is true for, again, we lost a lot of people. We lose a lot of people every year. And I think last year was another year of a lot of loss and tragedy. And I think that again, it'll always be relevant. The people in those positions, and which is another reason why I think that will always continue to speak.
Yeah.
Speak very loud.
Great. Great. Just a couple minutes left here. Nathan, the show runs for weeks and you've been doing this for months. I myself am an actor. I think the longest run of a show I've ever done was 6 weeks. You know, that's an order of magnitude more performances on your end. How do you keep it feeling fresh night after night? Is that sort of a reflex at this point, or is that a thing you really have to lean into and sort of make that happen?
I think it's a good mix of constantly reaffirming like what your ideas are entering each moment of the show.
Yeah.
As well as just like meeting yourself where you are. I think every night, everybody in the cast like is in a different position, headspace, mindset. Whether that be outside of the show or with notes that they've been given from the creatives. And so there's always an opportunity to start the show in a completely new or different place than you were the day before. And then let that create something new and that's just how it happens. And so then each show then starts to become of like a, oh, this person gave me something different.
Yeah.
And if I'm open to that, I'm because they're genuine and they're going to give me something that's new every night. And so then if I'm open to that, that's automatically going to craft something new for me. And it's making just a new artwork every single night.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I love this phenomenon where you kind of rehearse something for weeks or months and then you get it up on its feet. And then after you've done, you know, 15 performances, you find a different way to deliver a line or a different way to look or to move or to dance. And then that becomes part of what you do every night. And then by the end of the run, you know, you're still doing the same show, but, you know, it's got a little extra flavor in there. Nathan, my producer Coleman has a question for you. Go ahead, bud.
Okay, Nathan, a few years ago, one of my friends went to go see Hamilton live, and she got scolded by the people sitting next to her because she was singing like every line every song. And I remember there was a musical production, I want to say it was Wicked, where they had two versions where you can watch it as regular, and there was a sing-along version where the audience was encouraged to sing along. Does Hamilton provide a sing-along version? How do you guys feel when the audience who knows every word gets really into it?
I can't tell people enough. I love this question. I can't tell people enough how much Hamilton is like a sporting event or a concert. Yeah. We love more than anything when we can tell people are as in it as we are, because that helps us get into it even more. And so I personally, as well as a number of my castmates, love when like the audience lets us know that they're feeling, they're enjoying it. I hear that all the time. One of my family members went to see it recently, and they were sitting next to someone who was singing it, who was singing the words, and they had their feelings. But I think it's fun. I think it's it's all music. It's a concert. You go to a Beyonce concert and sing all the words. I think, within reason, I think it's great when people, let us know that you love it, you know?
Yeah. I will be there in the audience tonight, Nathan, and I'm existing in two worlds now, because I'll be very annoyed if people around me are singing. I will also be highly tempted to sing along. So I don't know where I'm going to land on that. But
hoop and holler, man. We hoop and holler to your heart's content.
I will hoop and I will holler for you. You break a leg tonight and enjoy the rest of the tour. I'm so excited to see you tonight. The whole city is just really fired up about this. You know, there's maybe single seats left for every performance. You guys have sold a phenomenal amount of tickets, and I know you'll continue to do so as you bop around. Enjoy your time here, bud. Break a leg tonight.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate y'all.
Absolutely. Can't wait to see you tonight. Nathan Haydel plays Philip Hamilton and John Lawrence. He's got two parts. He plays John Lawrence in Act 1 and Philip Hamilton in Act 2. We'll have a little bit more Hamilton music for you coming up in the next hour. I did want to jump back to the Okunard Jewelers Talking text line, where some people are asking about China and tariffs and the stock market and what comes next. Also got a couple more comments I want to make about the Claiborne Avenue Expressway. If you got anything for me, now's a great time to get it in. I don't have another scheduled interview until 3:25. Until then, I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me. I'm Ian Hoke, sitting in for Scoot on WWL. BRB.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.